Welcome to the Des Moines County Supervisors Meeting, August 7th, 2018. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
We shall meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning. Just the latest update, or the same thing that I talked about last week with that Luca lawsuit against the voter registration stuff, so we're kind of temporarily back to the old way until they hear the courts up, or the case up in the courts up in Des Moines, so they can change in a couple weeks. We have the filing dates, filing started August the 6th. We have two ag extension and one township trustee that have filed, so they're coming in. That's about it.
Thank you. Rodney, how's the maintenance department?
Good. Nothing new to report at this time.
Thank you. Angie, how's the safety doing?
Good morning. We're doing good. I don't have anything new to report today.
Doug, how's the jail?
Everything's doing good also. Keep the trend going. Nothing new to report either. Population's holding right around 86 this morning, so staying about right in there.
So you say you're gonna keep the trend going, huh?
Well, keep the trend of nothing new to report. Hopefully we don't keep the trend of...
I'm gonna get that trend down a little bit from 86.
Well, I would like to do that, yes.
Ken, how's the mental health side of things for the county?
Going well. Yesterday I did a claim for about $1.5 million to the fiscal agent. You know how most of the services come out of the fiscal agent account, so of our $1.8 million budget, most of it's gonna come right out of the fiscal agent now, so that's about all I have to report right now. Tomorrow's our SEAL meetings, so we'll have some more meetings then. It's always good to meet with the providers and see what's going on in the past month, and so those change agent meetings are very helpful.
Okay, thank you. Colin, how's the IT department?
Good. Keeping busy, but nothing new to report.
Thanks for getting my iPad updated while I was on vacation.
Yeah.
Amy, how's the county attorney?
Good. Good morning. We're busy. I want to thank Ken, because he and I have been working on a couple of challenging issues in mental health lately, so I've really appreciated his insight and opinions, and also thank Rodney. He's done a few projects over at my office as well, so, but things are good. Busy but good.
Mr. Carter, secondary roads.
Good morning. Couple updates. As was noted here this morning in a brief conversation, we have a geotech contractor that's doing some soil borings down on the Flint Creek Bridge here on Highway 99. They'll be working the better part of the week, so there'll be a one-lane closure there. They have traffic control set up, and obviously if they can get down early, they will, but that is just part of the process of getting ready for that project. So that is going on, and it is just a lane closure. There's lights set up to allow the traffic through, but there'll be a delay there as people wait, so that's going on. Then mentioned a couple updates, I guess, on the larger project we have going on. Probably the most popular subject, I guess, would be the Beaverdale intersection there with Washington Road. We did go ahead and open last Friday. We went and opened the three directions of the Washington Road intersection there with Beaverdale. I think that's helped relieve quite a bit of the routes having to go further around, I guess, and having to use the gravel road, for instance, and stuff like that. The segment is still closed. They still have some additional, a little bit of extra testing to do, and then shouldering's gotta get done, pave marking's gotta get done, seating's gotta get done. There's just some details. Still hope to maybe open that next week. There's a little bit of asphalt there to tie it all in, so every day we get a little bit, you know, better idea, but still, it's just a lot of stuff, and a lot of that has to happen by itself. You can't have shouldering going on while the pavement marking guy's there, so it's, anyway, So we're working on that, but we did get that intersection open, so while the interchange is not open and you can't get all the way through there, it definitely helped the locals and give them a little bit shorter route around. So, and then that same project, just a different capacity, but the patching subcontractor has now moved in for that, not for that segment, for the rest of the project. So if you go further north on Beaverdale this morning, up into the concrete portion, the patching contractor started there. So they're gonna do some concrete patching up in that area. And then they will ultimately move up to Mediapolis Road. And from more or less from the Yarmouth intersection to the west, there's quite a few full depth patches up there to be done. So they're gonna be doing patching over the next 2 or 3 weeks in the county as part of that project. And then shortly thereafter, I would expect that the subcontractor that's going to do the milling will move in and do all of the milling, and then we'll roll right into asphalt. So really from here on out, ultimately, and sometime in September, we'll start doing asphalt. And again, that'll all be one lane stuff, so there'll be some delays, but won't be any full closures. So it's not slowing down. There's plenty of work to come, and it'll keep things moving. Of course, Iowa City Road is still progressing. So they did actually get to a point where they laid a little bit of rock towards the south end last week. So that's made a big change. Other than that, I think that's all I have. So.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Yep. Jared, how's Southeast Iowa Regional Planning going?
Land use department, nothing really noteworthy this week. A few general inquiries like usual. We don't have anything on the agenda today, but we'll probably have a minor sub next week. Nothing particularly noteworthy.
Thank you. Did I miss anybody? Yes. Seeing no correspondence, did you have any correspondence?
I didn't. That's Mr. Broker Taro left.
Do you have any correspondence, Bob?
No.
If you'd answer that, you might have. Okay.
He wants something out from you.
Okay. Public input session number one. Anybody from public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims for $1,107,133.34, regular checks, and $101,701.91 for bank drafts, which is a total of $1,208,835.25.
Motion approved.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have a Class C liquor license for Spirit Hollow. It's called the Double Legal Golf Corporation, Spirit Hollow.
Motion approved.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have a Class C liquor license for 5B, Born on the Ridge. Wedding. Effective 9/13/2018.
Can I make a motion to approve all three of those?
Yes.
Motion to approve all three liquor licenses for Hy-Vee, for Barn on the three different Barn on the Ridge wedding receptions on the 13th, 20th, and 27th.
Sounds like such a good idea. I'll second it.
Okay. Tom Broker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. One's on 9/13 and 9/20 and 9/27. You guys must have done everything last week, or didn't much do this week.
It was a slog, but we made it.
Highly efficient chairman.
Karash, compliance solution, agreement letter.
This is the agreements that Karash gave in the presentation before. Most of you didn't care to sit through. You know, that there are different options, and the we have the select option. This is we can continue that, or we can accept the expert option, where Karash furnishes a privacy and security officers for remember exactly the number, for about an additional $7,000. And I went and I talked with Roger about that letter contract a little bit yesterday, and he changed one thing on it. This is pretty much what we've been hoping for or wanted for the from the time we found Karash, is to absolutely minimize Des Moines County's regulatory breach and liability exposure. Pretty much the only thing we're responsible for is if they train our employees and tell us they're having trouble with one, we do not correct that, or if we have, if Tom Broker sits down and says, I don't care, I'm gonna do it this way, and there, that would be, but pretty much everything else is in their hands, so I would make the motion that we accept the expert contract.
Second.
I agree with you 100%.
Terry Jones.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
I like their web-based trainings too. I took another one of those yesterday. It's pretty nice how they give quarterly training.
I took one of those a few months ago, and I see they sent me an email that I have an opportunity to take another one. So,
you want this stamp, Terry, or it's got signatures?
I'd stamp it.
I'd go ahead and stamp it. Then that way, all three of the signature initials on there.
Okay, the correctional center, it looks like we got five. Change of statuses. Let's do all five of them at once, okay? First one is Nathan Crooks, correctional. He's a correctional officer part-time. It's a 6-month step increase. $12.10 an hour. The new rate is $15.07 an hour. The second one is Alexa Stevenson, correctional officer full-time, 6-month step increase from $35,681.46 to $37,425.19. The third one is Joseph Dobb, correctional officer full-time, a 24-month step increase from $38,356.72 to $39,991.35. The fourth one is Rose Cassandra. She's a kitchen cook. 24-month step increase from $12.56 to $12.82 per hour. And the third, Tanner Whalen, kitchen, part-time assistant cook, a new hire, $8.50 an hour.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, we have reports. We have the Veterans Fair report and the reporters' report for fees collected on July the 18th. These will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. We don't have to have to select them, do we?
No, both agreements were in there, and you guys decided which one you wanted, so you weren't the expert.
We have the minutes for the regular meeting on July the 31st, 2018.
Move to approve.
Second.
Abstain. Carrie?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Is there any other business?
I have none.
I have none.
Future agenda items?
I have none.
I have none.
Committee reports?
I may have some, my phone might think it'll keep running.
I attended the Des Moines County Safety Committee meeting. September's National Preparedness Month, so this month's training is gonna focus on preparedness. And I believe we settled on Philips brands of AED defibrillators, so all the county departments will have consistent.
Yes. Yeah. That way they'll work with the ambulance when they come in. They can just switch out the pads instead of having to put a whole new system on them.
And I attended a meeting of the Mid-America Port Commission. For those of you not familiar with that, it's a tri-state compact to bring economic development to areas along the upper Mississippi and Illinois rivers. Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri are all represented by three commissioners appointed by the member counties. So the Iowa commissioners met, we appointed two new commissioners. Dan Wiedemeyer is from Des Moines County, and so we appointed one from Lee County and one from Henry County. That's all I have.
I don't have anything.
I didn't either. I was enjoying the good old mountain views last week. It was beautiful out there in Colorado. Hey, public input station number two. Anybody close, please rise, seeing nobody rise.
Wait a minute before you adjourn. I will not be here next week.
You will not be here.
Clinton to testify on Highway 61.
I will not be here next week.
Well, Jim, it's all up to you.
Does that mean everybody in the county gets a day off to you guys not being here?
I don't think so.
I work on that part.
Well, they're going to be gone. Should we move the meeting next week?
That'd be fine, whatever day you guys decide on.
I wouldn't be here for any of those days.
Okay.
So what if you just didn't have a meeting next week?
We don't have any accounts payable or approved.
We We paid the bills. We paid the bills today.
You'll just have payroll reimbursements, but that's about it.
Unless it makes you feel bad that we leave and they call off the meeting and you leave and we keep on going.
Well, that payroll reimbursement, so that's going, is that gonna hurt to?
We usually approve those the week that there's payroll.
Yeah. Hey, keep the money away from people. If they got to come, that's gonna throw them back. We do it the next week, couldn't we? Or they won't get it for two weeks.
You could approve them, it'd be after the fact, but yeah, you could be approving.
Give us a quick call out on that, you know.
Come in Monday or, I suppose we'd come in Monday or Wednesday if you want to,
Well, would we even have to, can, is it legal to do that? Would have check or the phone? Have a call involved, maybe? Let's just not have a meeting and approve the payroll. Yep, we won't be in a meeting next week.
Now that's a vacation.
Oh.
For us, from you.
Exactly.
That just means the following week you'll have twice as much to report.
Yeah.
Dave, I expect you to tell your employer about this and not just come in here and doze off for hours.
I gotta ruin my fun.
Okay. Okay, there will be no meeting next week. And we're gonna have a work session with ATV following this meeting, so we shall move to adjournment.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. Give us about 5 minutes here and we'll go into our ATV meeting.